broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Last hour, Sam, yours truly, if you will, went off on a monologue talking about the proper role of constitutional government. This is the war in heaven, continued on earth. It is a fundamental reality check. We the people are in the middle. Will you obey God or Satan? Will you be on the Lord's side? Who? Agency and choices and consequences are the reality in the mix. And as long as we're self-governed, we don't have a whole lot of need for very much government at all. Just a little bit. But we can live as a happy, free, and prosperous people. The Constitution was set up to be the most offensive government on the face of the earth. The most simple and limited government on the face of the earth. But it's up to us. Will we keep it? Will we choose it? Or will we continue to violate the laws of God and to violate one another's sovereignty and freedom? And will government just continue to grow as a response of our disobedience to God's laws, huh? That's the fundamental question. Anyway, I talked about that in great detail in the first hour. It'll be up a little later today. Download it. Share it with your friends, would you please? It is my attempt to highlight the proper role of government, the sacredness of the principle of agency, and the critical nature of understanding we could choose our agency, but we cannot choose the consequences of that agency. And that is God's and God's only. And we must do the right things for the right blessings. And when we do, it's a great day. When we don't, it's trouble. But I believe the future is bright for those who keep the commandments of God. I believe the future is bright for those who keep the Ten Commandments, who understand the principle of love the Lord thy God and love thy neighbor as thyself, and those who multiply and replenish the earth and live within the fundamentally new society, the traditional God-ordained family. I believe there's rich blessings ahead for those who truly do their best to do those things. And as you learn line upon line and grow and do better and better and better, God will reward you with more light, more protection, and more blessings. And man, one day you'll live with him. God will call you home and you will live with your Father in heaven. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. That was last hour. This hour, and I've kind of flip-flopped the hours. Normally, the first hour, I break down the news of the week, right? Second hour, we have a guest on or something else, cover a bunch of news. I've flip-flopped it a little bit today. First hour was all about the proper role of limited constitutional government. Second hour, this hour, we're going to launch into the news that the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. We'll start with last Saturday's show. First hour, we did the news the networks refused to use, like we're doing this hour, second hour this time, right? Second hour, though, we had our buddy on, Mr. Will Christensen, and he is one of the founders of the USIAP.org. You say, what on earth is that, Sam, huh? Well, the USIAP stands for the United States Independent American Party, and these people are wonderful. Now, I agree we don't believe in parties as a whole, but this is the greatest attempt to not have a party. But at the same time, be enough of a party to fulfill modern regulations. Look, without a party, you can't get anything done in politics these days. Sad to say as that is. And so these people want to have an independent American party, acknowledging that you're independent Americans. You're not, the party's not greater than you are. But there is a support group, and it's called the Independent American Party. And they're doing a tremendous job. So Will Christensen highlighted a few things they're working on. We talked about a reminder, the importance of the sacred power of prayer. And they literally have prayer groups, and they email out prayer requests. And they believe that the power to make change in government starts with appropriate prayer. And I completely, 1,000% agree with them. The power of prayer is sacred. The power of prayer can move mountains. The power of prayer is certainly important. And we even pray for the leaders in government we disagree with in hopes that they will make wise choices, that they will be statesmen, stateswomen, and serve the purposes of the republic to which they've sworn an oath, right? We talked about this incredible heartbeat bill that eliminates abortion after the baby's heartbeat is detected. And this is great news. Many states, probably what, 13, 14, 15 states have got some form of this bill already on the docket. And so their goal is to vet these bills and find out which one's the best one. And their goal is to then send that sample best practice bill to over 6,000 legislators nationwide. I mean, it is tremendous work by the Independent American Party, the USIAP.org, doing a great job. So they're promoting the heartbeat bill big time, and I commend them for their pro-life stance. We also talked about the evils of, quote, red flag bills. You say, what are they, Sam? The answer is they're confiscation of firearms without due process. Again, red flag bills are the confiscation of firearms without due process. It violates the Second, the Fourth, and the Fifth Amendments to the Constitution for the United States of America, folks. We talked about the UN Small Arms Treaty as a backdoor attempt at gun confiscation, and it is absolutely a disaster. Rand Paul and others speaking out about it. Donald Trump needing to make a move to stop it, but he hasn't. Our prayers are that he does. We also talked about Shauna Cox, well-known patriot, discussing ways to handle activists and or corrupt judges. Anyway, we talked about that in relation to a conference call that the Independent American Party, the USIAP.org, was having last week. Go to their website to get that recording and to learn more about what they're working on. Anyway, tremendous guest. And that wraps up Saturday's recap. On to Monday. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org. And we talked about petrodollar warfare, the common thread linking Venezuela and Iran. An article written by Lou Rockwell, just a tremendous breakdown of this petrodollar. And we talked about the birth of the petrodollar and how it's become the world's fake hegemonist currency. Okay, we're talking about dollar hegemony or the petrodollar. And we need to have the listeners understand why the United States goes to such great lengths to pressure certain countries into doing our bidding. Why do we set up these dictatorships in the world? Wait, Sam, don't we take down dictatorships? Well, we take down certain dictators and we promote other dictators, or we take down a socialist and replace with another socialist. And it's all about who will pay homage to the, quote, petrodollar. See, the United States playbook for regime change is becoming more obvious as it is used more and more frequently. But with countries that have a strong military, such as China, North Korea, etc., outright invasion is not feasible. So we have a different kind of plan there, right? What is that plan, you ask? The demonization, the targeting of them. Okay? We demonize them. We put sanctions on them. The United States, for example, has long accused Iran of supporting terrorism. And sadly, these accusations have continued or even grown under President Donald Trump. The petrodollar has turned the United States into an empire. We don't believe in empires, folks, and it's all about these fossil fuel lies. Jerome Corsi wrote a book about this called The Great Oil Conspiracy, how the U.S. government hid the Nazis' discovery of avionic oil from the American people. We talked about creating a new global financial system. Right? The question is, will water, wind, and solar be the next government frontier? We talked about, you've got to look at alternative news source suggestions so you get the real news on this. But here's what happened in quick summary. We used to have constitutional currency, gold and silver, as our honest money system. And in 1913, they passed the Federal Reserve into law. And then over time, they divorced our dollar from a constitutional currency or from a gold and silver backing. And they, well, just had a fiat currency. That started to melt down. So they backed it with black gold or oil. And now our dollar's tied to oil globally. And we have literally forced other nations to stay on the, quote, dollar oil or the petrodollar standard, which says you can only sell your oil or your riches pulled from the earth if you use the dollar. Well, countries are abandoning this idea quickly now, realizing that we've basically become an empire built on this idea. And you know what? The world's sick of the United States being an empire based on this black gold discussion. It's disaster. And as countries try to reject the dollar, we try to take them over and force a regime change or put sanctions on them or demonize them as the bad guys, only for the purpose of keeping them in line so the petrodollar doesn't fail. Anyway, an incredible article, incredible discussions with our buddy Lowell Nelson last Monday. Second hour, we had an equally valuable discussion with Scott Bradley. His goal and mine is to preserve the nation. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about, was the Bill of Rights meant to apply to the states? I say it's a resounding yes. Other patriots disagree with me. It's a great fault line that if we're not careful, we'll destroy the conservatives working together. Let's talk about it. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right,
go on, take her hand. Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right, raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear. Okay.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
I agree with Rand Paul. We must all take a stand. A valiant stand for life, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we talked with Scott Bradley about this idea. Hey, does the Bill of Rights apply to the states? And a lot of patriots think the answer is no. I say it's a resounding yes. Now, they're God-given rights, and, well, founding fathers never intended the federal government to be restricted, but the states to be able to violate them at will. Long story short, the debate rages on in the patriot circles about whether we should have an Article 5 convention or not, or, in other words, a convention of the states or a con-con. The debate rages about whether the Bill of Rights applies to the states. And there's a lot of fault lines in America these days. And really, these fault lines only come to light when the people are immoral. I digress, except this incredible discussion with Scott Bradley last Monday, second hour. Check it out if you have the time and the interest. On Tuesday, we talked about the 60-vote rule is a complete dishonest lie told by both sides of the aisle. What am I talking about? The Republican-held Senate has failed, ladies and gentlemen, to pass the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Yeah. It was 53-44 in favor, but it still failed. Why? Because of this 60-vote rule that's an outright lie from both sides of the aisle. Why do I say it's a lie, Sam? Come on, that rule exists, doesn't it? Of course it does, yes. But I believe that it's a paper tiger. It's a false premise. Why? Because it only takes 51 senators to change their own rules. They can get rid of this bogus rule that has prevented us from moving forward with appropriate life-saving legislation. Donald Trump blasts the Democrats as the Born Alive Abortion Bill fails in the Senate. They don't mind executing babies after birth. Now, President Trump is exactly right on this, folks. But blaming the Democrats is a little bit misguided in the sense that it's both sides of the aisle. They pretend they have to have 60 votes, and even though it passed, it failed. What do you mean? Even though it had more than for than against, it failed. Because the 60-vote rule, and here's the thing. If we started getting 60 votes regularly because we got enough Republicans in office, all they'd do is make it a two-thirds majority or change the rule again. It didn't used to take 60 votes to get something done. And so this is an example where the regulations become our enemy. And we act like it's the nuclear option to violate the rule or to reject the rule. It's not nuclear. The nuclear option is to say, let's never get anything done that's moral or good or right on the altar of this, quote, 60-vote rule. That's the lie they're telling. Well, anyway, Ben Sasse is the one that put this pro-life legislation together, and good for him for doing it. Ben Sasse is a senator from Nebraska. And on the Freedom Index for the John Birch Society, Benjamin Sasse has a 72%, so he's better than most by far. We talked about Russia claims that the United States is preparing to invade Venezuela and oust President Nicolas Maduro. This is the same thing we were talking about how we've basically backed the petrodollar for some time to where we want to topple any dictator that doesn't go along with our fake fiat hegemonous currency around the world. The answer is to return to constitutional currency, gold and silver, folks. It is the only answer. Otherwise, war will be our lot to defend our, quote, hegemonous petrodollar, and nations will continue to revolt. Blowback will be swift and is ever growing by larger and larger countries, that are absolutely sick of it. We talked about Chase Bank, the nice service to conservatives. So you can't not make a cake for the gays. That's against the law there now. But you can refuse service to conservatives, to organizations based on their views that you disagree with. Wow. Chase Bank, folks, hating conservatives. They're kind of along the lines of Lois Lerner in the IRS, just beating up conservatives with zero accountability, huh? Hundreds of live fish rain from the sky during a mega storm, writes the Mirror. That's an interesting discussion. Kind of an interesting phenomenon in the world. We talked about it. Kind of funny. We had our guest on, Mr. Jim Clymer, second hour on Tuesday. He's with the Party of Integrity, Liberty, and Prosperity. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the ConstitutionParty.com. There's two parties I believe in, even though I really don't believe in parties. But the reason I believe in them, because you have to have a party today to get anything done in Liberty. To even be on the ballot in the states, you've got to be a party of some kind, right? To create organization. Anyway, the ConstitutionParty.com. I shouldn't say the. It's just ConstitutionParty.com. And the Independent American Party, USIAP.com. Those are the two doing the best jobs, folks. They've got the most constitutional candidates. And everything they do is based on principle. Great stuff. Good people doing good things. We talked about Planned Parenthood and Trump's restriction on family planning funding could keep women from life-saving abortions, says Planned Parenthood. Now, I commend Donald Trump for restricting this family planning funding because it really amounts to murdering of babies. Planned Parenthood's manipulating the headlines, but bottom line is we got to shut down the funding to Planned Parenthood. We got to shut down the pro-death mills, and we got to stand for pro-life, folks. And believe it or not, murder is now called family planning, I tell you. It's tragic. We talked about the road to socialism, the Democratic plan to bring about a socialist revolution in the United States. It's an incredible column that was written by the Constitution Party. And the Constitution Party, they say, make your plans for the spring 2019 Constitution Party National Committee meeting in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Check that out at Constitution Party and get involved today. ConstitutionParty.com. That was Tuesday's broadcast. Great show, by the way. I mean, we've had some just killer shows on the radio, man. And if you believe we're providing value in the broadcast that we put out, then reciprocate, please. Donate at LibertyRoundtable.com. We could use every penny we can get. All right, Wednesday broadcast. We started out with a good news piece. Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady celebrated their 10-year winning anniversary. Imagine two very well-known celebrities being married for 10 years. A man marries a woman. They love one another. I mean, to this day, they're just praising their marriage and praising each other, and they're so grateful to be together. And I just wish we had more of that in our society, don't you? We talked about Peter Frampton, well-known rock star. Peter Frampton fans may want to check out the musician's up-and-coming tour. Why? Because Peter Frampton says this must be his last. The 68-year-old has a rare muscular disease called inclusion body myositis, is I think how you say it. Anyway, the bottom line is it affects his muscles. It'll eventually make playing the guitar at his current level impossible because it affects the muscles in your arms and in your hands. So he tells CBS it's not life-threatening, but it is life-changing, and I won't be able to play the guitar like I used to. I'm going to have to do other things. Anyway, our prayers are with Peter Frampton. And an era of great music is changing, folks. Sad to say. Our prayers are with Peter Frampton and crew and with his family. Time Warner and AT&T can merge, say the courts. The government, Justice Department, lost another one. I hope when AT&T and Time Warner merge, they give a little bit of a run against Comcast, because, man, I only have one cable provider I can choose from. So I welcome the competition, but the government says there'll be less competition. Just don't see it, folks, personally. Stop Killing Babies. We covered that headline quite well. But there's a new movie out called, well, it's going to be out here in a few days, called Unplanned. March 29th is when it gets released. It's called Unplanned. And it is a, quote, hellish secret about to be exposed. Michael Brown wrote an article about it over at WND.com, doing a phenomenal job. And the film, believe it or not, cost $6 million to make. And it was written and directed by Carrie Sullivan and Chuck Konzelman. Those are the writers and co-producers of God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead 2, the epic films, both of which were distributed theatrically by PureFlix. They're all doing a great job, and I commend them. Believe it or not, the makers of this film had to do so kind of undercover, man, to even get the film made. But the film's called Unplanned, and it really takes a reality check against the pro-death abortion industry. And PureFlix says that it will release the movie Unplanned on 800 plus screens on March 29th, which is a remarkable accomplishment given the intensity of the opposition of the pro-life position. It's just great work from these people. And I've reached out to try to get them on the radio with us. God willing, they'll be with us. The movie, by the way, is rated R because of disturbing images. And it's fascinating to me. You know, they make movies rated R if they... What, have too much bad content? Most movies that have bad content are now PG-13 in their effort not to have them be rated R, right? Well, in this case, I think they want it rated R so it's restricted and less people see it. We talked about an illegal Airbnb scheme in New York City. I guess it's got that netted $20 million, writes WND.com. And the bottom line is the government doesn't like Airbnb because people are renting out their houses and not paying the, quote, lodging tax. Do you believe a lodging tax is constitutional, folks? I certainly do not. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the American student who died after being released from North Korean captivity say that Kim Jong-un and his regime are responsible for the death of their son. The Warm Bears issued a statement after President Trump spoke about it at his second summit in Vietnam with Kim. The president tweeted, "I never like being misinterpreted, but especially when it comes to Otto Warm Bear and his great family. Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." Striking teachers in Oakland, California have reached a deal to end a 7-day walkout. Union President Keith Brown says the settlement includes an 11% salary increase and a one-time 3% bonus on ratification.
Experienced teachers will now be able to stay in the classroom. We forced the Oakland Unified School District to invest in our teachers in Oakland.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration is ramping up the pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to leave office. They've imposed sanctions on 6 high-ranking members of the Venezuelan security forces. They've also revoked the visas of other officials and their relatives. The sanctions come after the Maduro regime blocked humanitarian aid convoys, and the revocation of visas are aimed at punishing those who have done well in Venezuela despite the economic upheaval in the country. Another candidate has entered the 2020 White House race. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, now jumping into the 2020 race, announcing on Friday morning in a YouTube video.
"I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this."
The 68-year-old Inslee has represented Washington State in Congress for over 20 years before he was elected governor in 2012.
This is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. This is News the Networks Refuse to Use, Week in Review, Liberty Roundtable Live. We're talking about Wednesday's broadcast right now. We talked about a conservative answer to Facebook launches. Our prayers are with those folks, but man, launching a competitor to Facebook in this environment is going to be very difficult. When government literally promotes and funds and protects companies, man, it's tough to compete against. I'll tell you that right now. We talked about Christina Rasmussen. She's saying that food stamps are going to those willing to abuse the system. Wow. In other words, food stamps alone abuse the system. Folks, to steal money from my family on the altar of taxation by forced at the end of a government gun, if you will. If you don't believe me, a.k.a. IRS, okay? Or property tax, steal my house if I don't pay, or income tax, shut down and garnish my wages if I don't pay, or the IRS, armed to the teeth kind of stuff. Okay, at the point of a government gun... Hey, food stamps redistribute the wealth. There's no authority for government to do that at all. So that's the first crime. The second crime is when people abuse the food stamp program. So the problem is the abusers, rogue agents in government, are mad because the abusers are abusing the abusers now. Plenty of abuse to go around when you violate the commandments of God and violate the thou shalt not steal one of the Ten Commandments, right? We talked about a conspiracy to commit fraud on the American people. We talked about recent revelations by the New York Times, the Daily Caller, and even the most liberal, the Washington Post, have identified the false flag disinformation campaigns used against Judge Roy Moore when he ran for the Senate, folks, in 2017. Now, by the way, Roy Moore ran and they literally attacked him and abused him and lied about him. And they've admitted it was a false flag government operation. The spirit of party, the Democrats, have literally undermined our election process. It is not the Russians or any foreign entity posing as Americans which threaten our republic, ladies and gentlemen. It's Democrats posing as conservatives who are backed by the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender Planned Parenthood of the Me Too movement. And what they want to do is they want to destroy our moral and constitutional foundations, folks. That's what we're talking about here. Anyway, Roy Moore doing a great job speaking out. Where's his accuser, huh? Dairy farmers are in crisis. We talked about this huge USA Today article. And the bottom line with this discussion or story, if you will, is that dairy farmers are in crisis for a bunch of reasons. But regulation is a big reason. Government tampering with the free markets is a big reason. Giving our cows drugs to create overproduction is a reason. Expecting to export milk and cheese to other countries is part of the reason. Why would we export milk to China or cheese to some of these other countries? Let them internally, locally produce their own food and let's do the same. But what we've done is shut down the tiny farms, the family farms, which means, A, there's not a lot of employment on farms, and we've replaced them with big, massive, overproduction, automated farms, and then regulated them out of prosperity. It's got to stop. But they focus on all the wrong reasons for being in crisis mode. Anyway, we took on that article in a meaningful way and pointed out constitutional solutions, moral solutions to the crisis we face. Venezuela regrets giving up their guns. Boy, howdy. I knew that would happen. Look, folks, guns in the hands of good guys are a good thing, right? It stops the bad guys. And you say, well, let's restrict the guns. And my response is, you'll never restrict the guns from the bad guys. How do I know? Well, the United States is the biggest arms dealer in the world. Why do we want to arm every other country and be the biggest arms dealer in the world, train people how to use them and fund them in the use of these weapons for war? But at the same time, we try to disarm the American people. What is up with that? The double standard has got to stop. The truth must be highlighted. All right, we talked about Andrew Cuomo out in the weeds in New York. He signed a, quote, gun confiscation plan in New York into law. An absolute shame. We talked about the House passes two, not one, but two major anti-gun control laws in decades. I kid you not, it's amazing. Thank heavens the Senate will block them and the president will not sign them. So far, so good. But, man, the House is out of control, folks. When we gave control to the Democrats or the liberals or whatever you want to call them, the anti-gunners, we've made a big, big, big mistake, folks. Right, we had Ken Cromar jump into the mix. And he talked about his new film called Miracles, In God We Trust, a tremendous film. It'll be coming out soon. We'll have him back on for more details and updates on that. But good job to Ken. And they were having their job in the film or their film in the film festival and just doing a great job. The new film's called Miracles, In God We Trust. Just a great film. All right, looks like the DEA says that they arrested Lee McGowan. I guess the guy's name is Dietrich Lee McGowan. That's the guy that bought a bunch of cookies to keep the Girl Scouts out of the cold and did a great job and everybody was praising him. Well, now it turns out this guy's a drug dealer. I kid you not, it's an absolute shame. It's a sad tale to tell. But I support the, you know, helping people get out of the cold and the buying of cookies and doing good things. I just don't support the drug dealing there now. But anyway, the guy got arrested, and there you go. Michael Cohen puts dagger in the heart of the steel dossier during the, quote, congressional testimony. What do you say about that? Well, Cohen lied about Trump in many, 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 many ways, but he told the truth on one score. Cohen denied during congressional testimony that he visited Prague during the 2016 presidential campaign. Well, the infamous Steele dossier alleged that he did go to Prague. He says he didn't, under oath, under penalty of perjury, before Congress. So the question is, what's going to happen with that? Time will tell, but I submit to you there's no collusion between Trump and Russia. There is between Hillary and Russia, but nobody's investigating it, sad to say. Now, President Trump and Kim Jong-un had a summit cut short, no deal. Dennis Rodman offers to help Trump in the North Korea talks, and, well, Dennis Rodman's predicting that Donald Trump gets the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts. Probably it'll happen. I bet Dennis is right. But Donald Trump says, quote, no rush. Want the right deal with Chairman Kim Jong-un. Anyway, very good stuff. And, I don't know what's going to happen on this North Korea thing. I'm afraid Donald's going to get rolled and snookered. He has plenty of times before. But in this case, at least he's standing up to some degree. I pray that he's successful and we truly advocate for greater peace. That's my prayer. All right, we talked about our guest, Maddie Doppler. She's the Senior Fellow for Fiscal Policy at the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. We normally interview Pete Sepp, but he was out. And so we gave us Maddie Doppler. She's great, by the way. She's also the Economy Committee Co-Chair for CPAC. Well, CPAC took place, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this weekend? And Maddie spoke at CPAC yesterday, on Friday. Great job. She was on a panel on a radio show talking about the importance of the Donald Trump economy. Great stuff. Donald Trump speaks to CPAC today to wrap up the festivities. We talked about the fact that the U.S. economy grew much faster than expected during the fourth quarter. That's great news, right? And we talked about an ICE, the ICE organization, the immigration group, right? Says that a woman who assaulted a man who was wearing a MAGA hat or Make America Great Again hat was in the country illegally. Now, I got a little news for the woman. If you're here illegally, you ought to just kind of lay low and not attack people with Make America Great Again hats. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, ICE says she was in the U.S. illegally, and I guess she's getting deported now. We talked about Motor City MAGA. It's kind of a weird phrase, but Motor City Make America Great Again, I guess they're going to be bringing back. Some Motor City plants. Fiat Chrysler going to reopen. An idled Detroit, Michigan plant. That's good news, isn't it? More jobs, more people, more prosperity. I love it. We also talked about the good news piece. The Supreme Court looks likely to allow the Peace Cross to stand. Have you been caught up on what's going on with that? Yeah, we're talking about Peace Cross. It's been there for a long time. Since like World War I, from what I understand, and it's to highlight the veterans who fought for peace and tranquility in the freest country on the face of the earth. And, sometimes I don't agree with the wars we engage in and how we go about our engagement in them because we violate the Constitution in doing so. But I never want it to be said that I didn't support the troops and the people doing the best they can. In other words, they're not in the Oval Offices that make armchair quarterback decisions on a lot of this stuff. They're just out in the field defending their country. They've sworn oath to uphold and defend, and they do oftentimes. And even if they're in wars that are immoral and wars that are wrong and unjust, I don't want to blame it on the guy that goes out and puts his life on the line for the freest country on the face of the earth. I want to commend those people. And it's a very difficult situation that we put them in. Our prayers are with all veterans. I'm grateful for their sacrifice. And we never want to get that mixed up with the questioning of the improper role of government, huh? Two different discussions is the point. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
It is Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting talk radio. News the networks refuse to use in review, we're talking about. We're up to Friday's broadcast, which was yesterday, folks. And we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack. Well-known sheriff that beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court over the Brady Bill. Bill Clinton tried to force everybody to confiscate guns, and Richard Mack, as a former sheriff, said, I will not do it. And they said, yes, you will, or we'll just absolutely shut you down. The gauntlet was thrown down by Bill Clinton, and, well, the good sheriff, Mr. Richard Mack, stepped up to the plate and hit a grand slam for the people, I'm telling you right now. Incredible win at the Supreme Court by Richard Mack and many other sheriffs, by the way. I guess that happened not that long ago, huh? Was it 94? 14 years ago. To the day, I guess. Anyway, great job by the good sheriff on that. Anyway, he was our guest, CSPOA.org. And we talked about the House of Representatives passes two different but equally unconstitutional bills that are anti-gun, folks, violating of the Second Amendment. What a shame on the House. We talked about Washington State trying to violate our right to keep and bear arms as well. Washington State may have passed a gun control law, but thank heavens, because 20 constitutional county sheriffs are saying we will not enforce it. Yeah, at least 20 sheriffs in the state of Washington say we will not enforce that unconstitutional law. We're not doing it. Amen to the sheriffs. Good for them. Maryland sheriff on gun confiscation. We will not comply. So they got a bill going on in Maryland. And the sheriff just says, I will not comply with that. It's bogus. I'm not doing it. It's unconstitutional. It violates the God-given, unalienable right of self-defense, and I will not do it. Again, the sheriffs are becoming the last hope for freedom in many ways. Wow. We talked about a couple of role models yesterday that I want to highlight as well. Doing a great job, by the way, these role models. One of them is the basketball great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in the news because he has decided that, you know what? Four of his NBA championship rings and a lot of other memorabilia that he has in his home could be put to much better use. And so the bottom line is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says, I'm going to, well, get rid of my shrine that I have in my house to myself, if you will. And I'm going to sell it all. And I'm going to take the money and I'm going to put it into, he's known for his skyhook, right? You know, old skyhook is what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is known for, right? Anyway, he's got a skyhook foundation, which is an organization or a foundation that seeks to provide education for those less fortunate or those needy folks. And so he's going to take all the money from his, quote, you know, winnings or his, what do you call this stuff, paraphernalia, memorabilia and stuff like that. He's going to sell it all and then put the money into this educational opportunity, the Skyhook Foundation. And I just think that's a great, great thing from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Good for him. We need more good leaders doing these kinds of things, folks. I'm telling you right now. So we talked about him quite a bit. We talked about that we want copycats. What if other celebrities did that? What if Donald Trump highlighted what Kareem did and said, this is phenomenal? And what if Donald said, I want to help out your Skyhook Foundation too. I'll put $1 million in. And I'm going to open a GoFundMe account. Me and old Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And would like you guys to donate. Would like to help out those who are suffering in the inner cities. Who are poor and struggling with a need for education. But not only do they need an education, they need fathers in their homes. Anyway, I commend Mr. Abdul-Jabbar for this, right? All right, we also talked about another winner, Andrew Breitbart. He lived his life from 1969 to 2012. And he wanted to stand for truth in media. And I commend him. I believe he probably died for his unbending, unwilling to paint the fake news story and tell the truth, his unbending desire for honesty in the media. After all, the issue is honesty. I commend Andrew Breitbart for his work. And the Breitbart organization is doing better than most in the news that it covers, but it's not near as hard-hitting as it was under Andrew's leadership. Anyway, we highlight this because we commend Andrew and Breitbart for the tremendous work that he did during his life. So thank you, Andrew. We need role models in every area, don't we, folks? Well, a cowboy is in the news. A cowboy, I guess, got a call from Donald Trump. Thanks the people's president for putting America first. That's kind of an interesting twist. So they want you to believe that everybody hates the Donald. But a cowboy doesn't. He was delighted to get the call from the president. And he thanked the president for doing a great job for the people and putting America first. Now, they want you to believe that's a racist stance, but I don't think so. If you're a Mexican-American and you're here legally and you're a citizen or whatever else, we want America to be first for you too. And for the blacks and for the whites and for all of God's children, right? Look, we're all God's children, folks, and we ought to act like it. But anyway, kind of interesting. A cowboy got a call from the Donald, huh? I wish I could get a call from the Donald. You know what I'd tell him if I got a call? I'd say, President Trump, there are innocents in prison, and we must help them. From Steve Stockman, former congressman, who wanted to see Lois Lerner go to jail for her IRS abuses of conservatives. To Sam Durod, the Amish farmer in Kentucky that made a skin salve out of chickweed and went to prison. Why? Because it didn't have, quote, FDA approval. Does this guy really belong in prison, this Amish farmer? Really? Is he a threat to anyone? We need to break him free, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now. Trump, please, please, please help us, sir. If you want to learn more about our Innocence Prison Project, thefreedomcoalition.com is where we focus on that. All right, CNN is accused of colluding with Democrat operatives during a Bernie Sanders town hall. Yeah. A lot of people are saying this is a serious problem, man. And I agree. What is CNN doing? But they're literally backing Bernie Sanders and literally involved in these campaigns. Is that election fraud when CNN's accused of colluding with Democrat operatives in somebody's, quote, campaign? In other words, a Bernie Sanders town hall as he gears up, I guess he's today going to be formally announcing his, quote, candidacy for president. When CNN does that, is that collusion, folks? Is that election fraud or tampering, huh? Wow. All right. Rashida Tlaib, or Tlaib, I think is how you say her name. She suggests that Mark Meadows is racist for inviting, quote, prop Lynn Patton into the discussion. So they're all saying, hey, Donald's a racist. And Mark Meadows, congressman, brings this patent lady in, who's black, who works in the Trump administration right now, to say, hey, I don't believe Donald's a racist. That's not been my experience, and I work for him. And these anti-Trumpers, these people who want to make everything a division about race, said, oh, now you used a prop to promote your not racist agenda. But imagine calling a black woman a prop. That's as racist as it gets. We talked about an herbalist accused of child abuse. after Harbor Boy's death sentenced to jail. Anyway, bottom line is you sell herbs and you get in trouble. You sell drugs and you're fined by the government. It's a sad tale to tell. We talked about a former porn star. By the way, we agree with this porn star. I know that sounds crazy and rare, but I'm just telling you. Her name is Jenna Jameson. Jenna Jameson. And she blasts Democrats on abortion. Essentially, she says they're butchering babies. I commend her. She's absolutely right, porn star or not. I guess she's a former porn star, so hopefully she's changed her ways, but she understands that we got to be pro-life. And I say good for her. And when they attacked Ron Paul, when they, you know, prostitutes supported his candidacy for president, Ron Paul said, I don't agree with them, but if they want to support freedom, let them. And I agree again. I don't agree with this porn star if that's what she used to do. I hope she's repented and changed and repented before God. But when she blasts the Democrats on abortion and says they're essentially butchering babies, I have to agree with her. All right, we talked about a former campaign staffer alleges in a lawsuit that Donald Trump kissed her without her consent, but the White House, of course, denies the charge. So what do you think of that? I mean, you know, just strange stuff. I guess supposedly in 2016 is when this happened, but we're not hearing about it till 2019. Isn't it interesting that a lot of the Democrats are being attacked over there? Quote, Me Too movement, whatever you want to call it, snafus. But now they're going to bring this up to the Donald again. You know, the problem is, you know what? I agree that anytime you abuse anybody, it's wrong. Anytime you force someone against their will, it's evil. But in this case, they're crying wolf so many times, I don't even know what to believe anymore. That's the problem. We talked about the happiest and healthiest states in the United States. Pretty good stuff, right? Anyway, that was a great discussion. And the sad part is the way they determine what the happiest and healthiest states are, they want to look at like, oh, what would they look at? You know, if you have enough golf courses, or if the foodies can get out and have a great time, or if there's open clubs into the late hours of the morning or the early hours of the morning, or if there's, you know, how many bars there are, or, you know, in other words, it's all about bread and circus in these polls that I see about the happiest states. They did put Utah in the top five, so it's pretty good news. But I look at it entirely different. If I created my own poll, I would look at God, family, and country. What group is the most religious, but yet not abusive to others who have different beliefs? Real religion would mean I believe as I believe, and I have the right to believe that, but that doesn't mean that I want to force you to believe as I believe, see? I'd leave you free to believe. So which people are religious enough but not zealots about it, right? Great. Then God, family, what communities are the most family-oriented? Not only in their viewpoints and in their lifestyles and in their day-to-day living, but in terms of the lack of regulation and laws against the family, if you will, right? And then country, which is the most patriotic state? I don't mean just wave the flag patriotic. I'm talking about following the Constitution the best they can. Like, I'd love a state that had no property tax, no income tax. You say, Sam, don't you want to pay your fair share? Yeah, but those two taxes are communist, folks. Go look at your communist manifesto. The income tax and the property tax are both in there. They're not in the Constitution. There is a proper way to tax the people indirectly, though. Tariffs at the borders and apportionment taxes for starters that would be constitutional that I would support. The final article of the hour yesterday, have you seen the film The Vibratos? kind of interesting, huh? It's a great movie Kurt says you ought to see. All right, there you have it. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk radio. We are live 6 days a week. If you believe the things that we do on the radio are valuable to you, please reciprocate and donate today. Every penny we get will be used to grow our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but you got to get involved, will you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.